Welcome to About Greyhounds. This is Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. My family's fostered about 100 greyhounds, and it's been just about an even split between males and females. And I can tell you that each is an individual with his or her own personality. Personally, I have a very soft spot in my heart for the boys, especially the big ones. My late Max was a male, and my Pilot and Baron, who are my greyhounds now, are boys too. But I've noticed that a number of our adopters tend to gravitate toward the petite girls. In the United Kingdom, a penchant for female greyhounds has also trended. There, it's an even bigger issue. So in the United Kingdom, the Retired Greyhound Trust is doing something about it. They were founded in 1975, and since then, they have found homes for over 75,000 greyhounds. They've launched a fabulous new campaign to drive awareness about male greyhounds. It's called Let's Hear It for the Boys. And this leads us to our guest, who will tell us more about the campaign. I am thrilled to welcome Alan Jay to the About Greyhounds podcast. A little bit about Alan. He's a chart-topping recording artist. He won Best Male Artist 2015 and LBTGQ Music Award 2016. With the Retired Greyhound Trust, he's released a charity single for the campaign to help get the message out and to raise funds for the trust. Welcome, Alan, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to speak to you.
Great. So tell me what's happening in the United Kingdom with retired racing male greyhounds.
From last year, I've been involved with the Retired Greyhound Trust, and they came to me because there's been a massive increase after finishing racing. A lot of the males in the kennels, they're not getting homed as much as the females, and so at the moment, the Retired Greyhound Trust try to home about 4,000 a year, and about 80% of the dogs waiting to be homed, which is quite a lot now, is male. It used to be an even sort of 50-50, and it's just sort of over the past year or so that a lot of the males are now being left in the kennels when people are looking to home a dog.
So what do you think the reason for that is? Why are people more interested in adopting the girls than the boys?
I think it might be, I mean, I'll be very, very honest. Before I started this, with this campaign, I wasn't, you know, I didn't know that much about the greyhounds. I didn't know, I didn't sort of know the situation. And, you know, like many people who are looking for a pet, they might not have considered a greyhound because the majority of us only see them on a racetrack. But I think what it is that it's a misunderstanding that the females are easier with temperament and stuff, when actually they're both very similar, male and female, with their temperament and stuff. And I suppose size as well, but I think that's, again, a misunderstanding that people think that they're going to be running around, jumping up and down, like if you had another large dog. So I think it's all a little bit of misunderstanding, which I think campaigns like this are helping educate people just about the temperament of a greyhound and how easy they transfer from a racetrack to a home.
Right. And, you know, we see a lot of the same here, where there's those misconceptions about greyhounds overall, where people think, because they are racing dogs, that that they're super hyper and need a lot of maintenance and attention and exercise, when nothing could be, of course, further from the truth. Yeah, I often refer to them as not only the fastest breed, but the laziest breed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had, I think it was 8 at any one time on set for the music video, and of course, usually they would say, don't work with children or animals, because obviously you expect them to be hyper and run around. I mean, we had all 8 of them, and they were just so easy to be around and have on set with us. So, I mean, it really, to me, having been someone who hasn't been around greyhounds a lot until the beginning of this year, how easy they are to be in a home. They just get on a sofa, have a little lie down, and, you know, they were great. They were so placid.
Yeah, they're definitely very, very calm, soothing dogs. And with the boys and girls, I don't see too much difference. I mean, like I said, I am attracted to the big, males. I just love, you know, having a big dog, and you know, they're such sweethearts. Like, my boys are total mama's boys, and the males, yeah, they really are. And the males that I fostered have been mama's boys as well. And the girls, while they're also affectionate, you know, they don't seem to need me as much, although they do love their cuddles. Which, and you're right about the misconception about size. Like, people see the little girls and think, oh, well, that's easier than a big boy. But really, they're both the same. And, you know, I was just talking to the president of our organization, Linda Lyman, the other day about the differences between boys and girls. And what she said was, when they curl up, they turn into the same size anyway, which is true.
Yeah, completely.
So talk to me about how you became involved in the campaign and what your role is.
What happened was, last year, the CEO of the Child Behaviour Trust, Lisa, they'd already started the campaign, Let's Hear It for the Boy, because obviously the situation was rising, where they knew they were trying to sort of make it more aware of, you know, if you're considering getting a pet, if you're thinking about getting another type of dog, come and, you know, meet one of the greyhounds and you'll see how easy they are to home. And what they were looking for is just to raise the campaign. So it was actually through Twitter that they got in touch. I'm signed to Energize Records, which over here is more of a high energy sort of dance label, although we do you know, other stuff with ballads and various styles. It's primarily known for that style of music. And because the campaign is called Let's Hear It for the Boy, they wanted to do something that was going to be fun, just sort of show a different side to greyhounds than from what people would see, which is generally on a racetrack, and just to make the awareness out there, and also to help generate some funds, which will help towards the charity. So they approached me, and we had a meeting, and I'm such an animal lover that I couldn't say no, really.
Right. No one can resist greyhounds. So take me through the song. So, I think the answer may probably be obvious, but what made you pick this particular song for the campaign?
Well, to be honest, it was pure, when we were sitting down, we thought of some different songs that, you know, could be used. And actually, I think it might have been Lisa herself said, why don't we just cover the Denise Williams, which was, you know, a massive hit in the 80s, Let's Hear It for the Boy. And that's as simple as it was. It just really, so much, that's what the campaign's called, that's what the song's called. And we knew we could have fun with the song because it's upbeat, you know, it makes you kind of want to get up and dance around. And it's just, that's what they're trying to break through, is the element of, you know, pets are fun. And these dogs, you know, they're loving, they're caring, and that's to just try and sort of get that element across. So I think it's really worked. It was a bit daunting to begin with, because obviously Denise Williams is absolutely incredible. She, you know, she's still a huge artist. She, you know, she had such big hits during that period in the 80s, and this was one of them. So, you know, it was daunting for me, but it's had such a good response. So I'm really pleased. I'm really pleased, to be honest.
Yeah, and I really think, having heard the song, and having read up about this campaign, I think you guys picked the absolute perfect song. And it really is a fun song. And it just makes me smile, you know, when I hear it. And I've shared it with our adopters at Greyhound Friends. And the reaction has been the same across the board. People really love this song.
Oh, good. Well, we just hope everyone gets behind it, even, you know, from your side of the world. It would just be great to get it. Because what's obviously come out from this is obviously the UK is not the only one, the only country who's dealing with the fact that it seems to be more males than females are leaving homes. So I just hope that this song sort of becomes not an anthem as such, but, you know, it becomes, that's a reason for it. And hopefully everyone can take it on and stuff and have fun with it. You know, we're going to do some performances over here in the UK at some of the races and stuff, so just to get the awareness out there that this is happening. And, you know, the reaction's been great, so I just hope it continues to be.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's dispelling those myths about greyhounds and, of course, the boys. And that there really isn't any difference. So I think this was a great way to drive that awareness and again dispel those myths.
Yeah, of course. I mean, one of the things I was on one of the TV shows over in the UK the other day, and what I was saying was, you know, not everyone. I myself, I just travel so much. I'm not really in the same place for very long at the moment, so you know, I'm not able to have a pet, and that's the case for a lot of people who would want to home, but they're just not in that position at the moment. But at least by raising the awareness and making people aware that this is there, you know, there's many males needing homes, and that if they were to then think about getting, you know, a pet, please consider greyhounds. And I think the more awareness there is of the situation, the more that that'll help in the future. So not necessarily all at the moment. And on top of that, if what we can do is, you know, get everyone to download it, everyone to buy the CDs, we'll help in raising funds for those that are waiting to be homed as well. So hopefully that'll be the, you know, people will take that on board and they'll get behind the campaign, which would be great.
Fantastic. So, Ellen, can you walk me through the campaign? For instance, how are you bringing it to the public?
We've been very, very lucky, actually. I mean, the majority of, I would say, my media prior to this was very much more the LBGT community. You know, I'm very much on the gay scene, and it's very much that sort of nightclub dance style music that I'm out there doing, which has been great. But what that's done, which is fantastic, is opened up to different markets of people hearing about the campaign and the song and getting into, you know, magazines and being on TV shows and stuff that probably before have never heard, you know, would never have considered a greyhound and never really heard about the situation that goes on regarding the dog. So I think it's opened up a new market of people who would potentially, you know, home a greyhound, which is great because that's what's needed, is you know, to get it out there to people who aren't as clued up on what happens with greyhounds, aren't aware of the situation, because they might have a loving home to give one of the dogs. So it's been great. We've had a great response, which has been really, really fantastic.
That is fantastic. And you know, it's the same here. We're always looking for new markets to get into. So last year our group decided to reach car enthusiasts. So we had our first car show. That was actually,
All right.
yeah, it was a lot of fun. And my husband is a car guy, and we have a show car, so it's his idea. And I said, "Hey, run with it!" And it was a big hit, and we'll be doing it again. But people at the show, because we had a lot of greyhounds there, of course, to show them off, and they asked us so many questions and got to learn about the dogs. And you know, again, I keep going back to myths. So many of them were under the wrong impression about greyhounds and.
Yeah, of course. And I have to say, if I'm honest, I was probably one of those people before I knew anything about this campaign that was under the wrong impression. You know, you only see them running around the racetrack very quickly. You assume they would need hours of exercise and big long runs and walks. And so, you know, I am someone whose opinion has been changed, and now I do know the situation. So, it's great. But, you know, if you ever want me to pop over and do a little performance, I'm happy.
We would love it. We would absolutely love it. And you know, I'm like you were. I was under the totally wrong impression of greyhounds. As a matter of fact, the first time I saw real greyhounds was at my vet's office. I had my cat there, and
All right.
a woman came in with three gorgeous greyhounds, and I mean, you know, my mouth just dropped because they're so beautiful. And you know, I said to her, "Geez, I'd love to have a greyhound, but you know, I have cats, and you know, greyhounds chase small animals." And she said, "My dear, I have five cats." And so began my research and then love of greyhounds. So yeah, because that woman showed up at my vet office, that got me involved in this world of greyhounds. And
Yeah.
yeah, and it's really great. And you know, and bringing the message out to like you said, people who might not otherwise know, so that they
Yeah,
can.
that's. I mean, that's definitely why I've been sort of approached, and why I've got involved is more about the people that it's not reached before, because obviously I mean, I was on the Racing Post Greyhounds channel the other day with Julie Cotier, who over here is fantastic at sort of, you know, really pushing campaigns for the Greyhounds and stuff and trying to help them here. And that was one of the points that we're making, that, you know, it's okay to tell the people who already know about the situation, but it's trying to find the people who don't know about the situation, making them aware, and hopefully then they'll be able to offer a loving home, you know, for one of the Greyhounds. So we're just going to have, you know, we'll keep going, and hopefully we'll be able to help as much as we can.
Good, good. So I know this campaign was launched on March 3rd. We're recording this on March 17th, so not much time has passed since the launch of the campaign. But I'm wondering what kind of anecdotal feedback you or the Trust may have received so far.
I think it's been a really, what I found is anybody who already sort of supports Greyhounds, like yourself, or, you know, who's over here in the UK, people that are already supporting have sort of become even more aware of the situation and are really trying to help push. And those who haven't are sort of getting involved and sort of asking more questions and sort of trying to find out a little bit more information about the campaign. So, I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks, but it's had such a great response that now it's a kind of hard part, because obviously we released the song, it went to number 2 in the Vocal iTunes chart here in the UK. I was at Crufts and it was played, and there was loads of stuff that's went on as the initial initial release of it. So now it's the sort of harder part, where the PR people are trying to keep pushing and keep the momentum going, so that the awareness builds and builds, and we can really get it all out there. So this is just the beginning, really.
Right, and I'll tell you I think it was the first day of the campaign, it reached us in the United States. So it is definitely spreading,
I think we reached over in the States, and then we had a couple of messages from one of the Greyhound charities in Australia and stuff. So yeah, it's really getting out there, which is great.
That's fantastic. So the video for the campaign is an absolute delight to watch. It's so much fun. And for anyone who wants to see it, go to YouTube and search for Let's Hear It for the Boy, Alan Jay. You are in for a treat. So tell me about the video and the Greyhounds that appear in it.
Well, the Greyhounds are all from the Trust. We actually, all the ones that are in it have been homed, so the owners brought them along the day. Basically, it's Proper Charlie Productions that we did it with, who is a fantastic production company for filming over here. And obviously, there's the element of where my market sits, which is very much the gay scene. We wanted to make some fun around the fact that, you know, look, the dogs, are they're cute, they'll get involved. I mean, the one that's got the little star glasses on, he was fantastic. Charlie, his name was, he was great. We wanted just to sort of bring it all together, and like you say, people watch it and you want them to make them smile, you know, dance along to it, have a lot of things and go, oh, I remember that song, and sort of get involved, because that is the fun element of the dogs. And also what we want to be able to do is that make the campaign enjoyable, and people really, so that people start to see the dogs in a different light, you know, take away the thoughts that people have of them just being on a racetrack, and make it fun. So we wanted just to have like a fun and quite a camp video, which is what we ended up with. And it was going to be very difficult for us to bring, you know, me as a vocalist, some of the dancers, a drag queen, the dogs, everything together. But I think we pulled it off, which has been great.
Yeah, and like I said, it's so much fun to watch, and it looks like you and the gentleman in the video and even the dogs are just having so much fun.
I mean, to be honest, myself and the dancers, by the end of it, we were all kind of like, oh, I quite want to take one home, because we just had such a good time filming with them, so it was great.
That's great. So I want to take a moment to let the audience hear a little bit of Let's Hear It for the Boy. It's a lot of fun, so let's hear the clip now. Every time he pulls me here, I just want to cheer. Let's hear it for the boy. Let's hear it for my Alan, this song is fantastic. I just want to play it over and over again because, I mean, I keep going back to Lord Fun, and that's what it is. Tell me how people can get a copy of it.
It's available on all the digital platforms, so iTunes, Amazon, Google. And if people are interested in getting a CD, just go to retiredgreyhounds.co.uk. .co.uk, and that's where they can get a CD from.
Fantastic. And I will tell you, I have an order in for 5 copies from the Trust because there are going to be some very lucky winners at Greyhound Friends of New Jersey.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, great.
Yeah, and I've already downloaded my iTunes copy. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's brilliant.
Course.
That's really nice to hear.
Of course. Alan, speaking for the retired racing greyhound community, please accept our gratitude for the generous work you're doing to help them find homes, especially the boys. And please extend our well-wishing and thanks to the Retired Greyhound Trust. I, along with Greyhound Friends of New Jersey, really consider ourselves to be kindred spirits because we do share this very similar passion for helping animals and especially greyhounds. So, Alan, thank you so much for spending this time with me today, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Of course, and congratulations on the single and all of your success, and, of course, the campaign. We really are in awe and admire you and the Trust very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow, having that conversation with Alan was a lot of fun. He is incredibly generous for dedicating his time, his talents, and the proceeds from his latest single, Let's Hear It for the Boy, to the Retired Greyhound Trust in the United Kingdom. To get the CD with Alan's new song, visit www.retiredgreyhounds.co.uk. Again, that's retiredgreyhounds.co.uk, and click on shop and then click on new season, and you will see Alan's new CD. As far as the price, and again, proceeds go to the Retired Greyhound Trust, it is £5.75, which is about $7 US. Shipping to the US is about an additional £5, which is about $6. And anyone outside the UK, including in the US, send an email to shop@retiredgreyhounds.co.uk for the postage rates that apply for your country. Again, it's shop@retiredgreyhounds.co.uk. You can also download the song from iTunes and other popular platforms. As you heard in the discussion, greyhounds each have their own unique personalities. If you're in the UK, give a boy a chance, as the song says. And in the US, meet some of our boys too. Both boy and girl greyhounds make the warmest companions you could ever have in your life. Greyhound Friends of New Jersey is dedicated to finding homes for retired racing greyhounds. And of course, all this takes money. Consider making a donation to help fund our work of love. Go to our website, gfnj.org. Again, it's gfnj.org. And click on the PayPal button or get our address if you'd like to send us a check. Thank you for listening. This is Jacqueline Howard of Greyhound Friends of New Jersey. And you just listened to an About Greyhounds podcast.